Hi there, it's Gab with Math, Science, History, and it's December. For my longtime listeners, you know exactly what that means, and for my new time listeners, I'll fill you in. Every year, I do an annual holiday puzzle, and this year, I'm doing something special. I'm upping the ante. The first person to win this puzzle with all the correct answers will receive a $40 Amazon gift card and a free Math Science History die cut sticker. It's a pretty cool sticker. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. PhD, that's an acronym. And it's not what you think it means. It actually means permanently have desk face. Because, you see, when you're in graduate school, sometimes the best place to take a nap is just with your face down on the desk, out cold. For those of you who've been in graduate school, I think you understand what I'm talking about. But you know what? Graduate school is a pretty big deal. And for those who have gone on to graduate school to get their master's or their doctorate, it's a tremendous achievement, and quite honestly, I have nothing but the deepest respect for those who have pursued their graduate degrees. The word doctor comes from the Latin term doctoratus, and it was first used in the Middle Ages by the Catholic Church when they would provide a doctorate to the academics. These academics had to pass a test, and they had to take an oath to the Catholic Church, of course, and to the university, and of course, they had to pay a fee. That has never changed. Anyhow, the Catholic Church had the authority to provide these licenses to these academics, and this license was known as licentia docendi. There is debate as to where the first doctorate or the concept came from. In the 1930s, the British Christian Arabist Alfred Guillaume proposed that the concept came actually from Arabia, where the Muslim schools, the authorities in the Muslim schools would provide an authorization to the highly educated academics. And this authorization was called an ijaza. And that was possibly the very first use of the concept of a doctorate. Today, the doctor of philosophy doesn't just refer to someone who studied philosophy. The term philosophy actually refers to the love of wisdom. So technically, anybody could have a PhD in philosophy, physics, chemistry, literature, sociology, the list goes on and on and on. And originally, these doctorates were first only granted to men, of course. By the 17th century, very few women were receiving these doctorates, with the very first doctorate going to Juliana Morell in 1608. That was a big deal. By 1678, the second PhD doctorate went to Elena Cornaro Piscopia, and the third PhD went to Laura Bassi in Italy in 1732. Today in the United States, women outnumber men in receiving doctorates. In the year 2020, over 40,000 doctorates were awarded to women. Go power! And additionally, some of these women hold multiple doctorates. It's something worth aspiring to, isn't it? So, this year's puzzle is going to involve 9 professors, and they're all women. For the sake of the puzzle, the 9 professors are fictional, and their names have been changed to protect the innocent. With the holidays approaching, 9 professors decide to get together for a game night and to share some gifts. However, the host, Ellen Shellstrop, see what I did there? Names are changed to protect the innocent. Ellen Shellstrop forgot to tell some of the women that there was going to be a gift exchange, so not everybody is bringing gifts. So, our cast of characters include Ellen Shellstrop, obviously, and the other 8 include Eva Pollastri, Buffy Sumners, names are changed to protect the innocent, Michelle Burnham, Annalisa Keating, Bessie Knope, it's like the merging of 2 Amy Poehler characters, Misha Hawthorne, Kimiko Miyashira, and Sophie Bursette. And each of these women hold multiple advanced degrees. Okay, this next part I'm going to be reading for my podcast listeners and for my YouTube viewers. And I'm also going to be posting the transcripts on my website at mathsciencehistory.com. I want to make sure I get it right. Anyhow, here we go. Part 1 of the puzzle goes on as follows. Sophie has more degrees than Eva. Kimiko has more degrees than Bessie, but less than Annalisa. Buffy has as many degrees as Annalisa. Buffy has fewer degrees than Ellen, who has as many degrees as Eva. Both Misha and Michelle have fewer degrees than Eva, but only one of the professors has one less than Eva. Misha has fewer degrees than Bessie. Not one of these women has exactly 7 degrees. Michelle has more degrees than Annalisa, and each of these amazing women holds from 2 to 9 degrees. Up to this point, Ellen and Sophie have been mentioned only once. So the first part of this puzzle is to list these professors and indicate how many degrees each of these professors have. I was actually going to do a puzzle after this about who has the highest student debt, but I think at this point it's kind of obvious. So now on to the second part of the puzzle. Let's play some games. Ellen has set out 3 tables. On the first table is a bag of marbles. The second table is a deck of cards. And the third table has a game of Monopoly. So, table 1 is as follows. Ellen placed 5 different colored marbles in a bag, which were red, green, blue, orange, and purple. There's 40 marbles in the bag, and this includes 8 red marbles, 7 green marbles, 6 blue marbles, 9 orange marbles, and 10 purple marbles. Okay, again, that's 8 red marbles, 7 green marbles, 6 blue marbles, 9 orange marbles, and 10 purple marbles. She then asks the group, what is the probability that Buffy will pull out an orange or a green marble? They all got the answer correct because these women are incredibly brilliant. But now it's your turn. What do you think the answer is? And if you could please respond in percentage. All right, here we are, table number 2. Ellen takes out a deck of cards. It's 13 cards, right? And they all represent the same suit. Okay, so it could be aces or hearts or spades or whatever, but it's the ace through the king. And in this game, the ace represents 1, the jack represents 11, the queen represents 12, and the king represents 13. So the game goes as follows. Ellen takes the first card off the top of the deck, places it at the bottom. Okay, she then takes the next card and announces 1 or ace. She opens it on the table, face up. It's an ace. She then takes the next 2 cards, 1 and then 2, and places those at the bottom of the deck, and then takes the next top card and says 2 and places the next card on the table face up. It's a 2. She then does the same thing again. She takes the next 3 cards from the top of the deck, 1, then 2, then 3, puts them at the bottom of the deck, and then takes the next top card, announces 3, lays the card face up, and it's a 3. Ellen continues this process until she gets to the very last card, which is a king, a 13. Now, the goal of this part of the puzzle is to figure out what was the order of the cards that Ellen had before she started this game. Finally, we get to table number 3. Ellen says, "It's Monopoly!" So she tells all 8 women to sit down, play a game of Monopoly. Ellen's gonna go in the kitchen, make some food, she's gonna set out the gifts, they're gonna have a nice dinner, and then they're gonna do a game exchange. Well, 30 minutes into hanging out in the kitchen, she hears Michelle yell, "Bessie, you cheated. I quit." Well, Ellen comes running in, and she's like, "What's going on here?" And Bessie says, "Well, I already had a boardwalk, and I just landed on Park Place, and that means I have a Monopoly." Well, Michelle says to everybody at the table, "Look at the dice. She rolled a 7. So, this part of the puzzle is, how did Bessie cheat? Next, all the professors decide to get up and go have some food and open some gifts. And so, since Ellen forgot to tell everybody that there was going to be a gift exchange, some of the women didn't bring gifts. But that didn't matter. They're here to have fun. So, at this point, there's only 56 gifts under the tree, right? If each of the attendees had purchased gifts for each other at the party, how many gifts would be under the tree? That's the next part of the puzzle. That's a simple one. All right, let's move on to the next one. Okay, here we go. The unwrapping commences. All the professors wanted to let Ellen go first since she was the host and did all these nice things for everybody. So, rounding up and down to solve the following puzzle, figure out how many gifts each professor received. After Ellen opened all of her gifts, there were 47 gifts left. Michelle, Annalisa, and Bessie have the same number of gifts, which totaled almost 32% of the remaining gifts after Ellen opened hers. When added together, Sophie and Kimiko received the same number of gifts that was 60% more than Ellen received. Eva, Buffy, and Misha each received the same number of gifts, which, when added together, were 30% more than what Sophie and Kimiko received. How many gifts did each professor receive? Which professor bought herself a gift? By the time the evening was over, everybody had such an incredible time. There was good food, there was partying, there was intelligent banter, of course, and love and friendship that defined the true meaning of sisterhood. So, that's the puzzle. So, here are your marching orders if you want to win a $40 Amazon gift card and a free Math Science History die cut sticker. To recap, here are the answers I will need to receive. 1. How many degrees does each professor have? 2. What is the probability that Buffy could pull out an orange or a green marble? 3. What was the original order of the deck of cards before Ellen started laying out the cards? 4. How did Bessie cheat at Monopoly? 5. How many gifts should have been under the tree? 6. How many gifts did each professor receive? And 7. Which professor bought herself a gift? There you go. The puzzle is complete. So, once you have solved all of the parts of the puzzle, please send me an email to gabrielle@mathsciencehistory.com. And if you could please, in the subject, put Math Science History Holiday Puzzle 2021. I know it's kind of long, but that way I can find it and make sure that you include an email where I can send your Amazon gift card. The first person to send me all the correct answers will receive a $40 Amazon gift card and a free die-cut Math Science History sticker. Also, please include an email where I can send you your gift card and let me know which country you're in so that I can make sure that your gift card is site and currency specific. To all of you listening and to all of you watching, thank you so much for tuning in to Math Science History. And until 2022, carpe diem. Whoa.